Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
They competed throughout. It's a very difficult team to play. They fell behind, and yet they were resilient and found a way to come through there in the second half. It wasn't not like our story the week before, you know, where Green Bay got a lead and, you know, Denver was able to come back and capitalize on the injury situation and had a little momentum. I thought the quarterback played really well for them, made some big-time throws. Sutton made some big-time catches down the field and got after their corners a little bit. And so, there are some elements that we'd love to take and replicate ourselves.
That's Ben Johnson. Here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, let's keep the Bears-Packers talk hot here on Raheemy Harrison Grody as we are excited to bring in Mark Podash. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Doesn't get any better than this, does it, Potsy? A consequential Bears-Packers game at Soldier Field on a Saturday night. How's that sound to you?
Yeah, and I'm not so big on the night games, being a newspaper man, but when the primetime games are because the Bears are actually good, that's always a good thing. The tough part is when they're getting those primetime games when they were bad. So that's definitely a big improvement for the Bears. And, you know, with Micah Parsons being out, I think it's even better. Just things are just going the Bears' way right now.
I know this game is winnable for the Bears. In fact, Marshall and I talked about it, and here as we sit here on a Tuesday, both of us are thinking, yeah, the Bears will win this game. Like, I feel pretty confident. Doesn't necessarily mean the Bears are better than the Packers. Do you think the Bears have a chance to be better than the Packers, or do you think the Packs still got them by a little bit in terms of, like, roster to roster?
No, I think the Bears. I think the Bears should win this game. I think with Parsons out, that certainly makes a huge difference. And you know, the quarterback situation. Jordan Love has been really good against the Bears, and he's been good at when he's good, he's very good. But he's not Aaron Rodgers. He's more vulnerable to bad games. So I think those two factors. That puts the Bears kind of on the same. The same level as the Packers. It's an interesting game because this is a situation where old Bears teams, previous Bears teams, even actually pretty good ones, have faltered and kind of crapped out in a key moment. And just 2 weeks after that game last week, you know how big that was for Ben Johnson. It'll be interesting to see how they respond. And they've responded really well to a lot of different things, you know, things that are good, things that are bad, a lot like the Nagy first year. That I really expect them to play well. I think they're ready to finish just like Ben Johnson. He's always said all year they want to be really good in December, and I think they're set up to do that.
Mark, I'm glad to hear you say that because it sounds like we're all three kind of on the same page here. My question for you now is, what is the ceiling of this Bears team who looks primed to, if they can win this game, win the division and do who knows what with home games in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think... you know, the cliche, the sky's the limit is key here, which I think is a little bit of a difference from 2018 when they had the last really good playoff season. Is, you know, that team really depended on its defense to do anything in the playoffs. This team, I guess I have two. I'm of two minds with this Bears team. I've said this every time I'm on that I'm looking big picture with this team. I think the future is really. I think 2026 is the year for this team. But that said, and I do think they're set up much better for sustained success. Like I said, my bar is set for the success of Ben Johnson is just three winning seasons in a row, which is very modest, but on the other, something the Bears have not done since Ditka. But on the other hand, this is time to strike while the iron's hot. The opportunity is there this year. Not only the way this Bears team is made up with the coach, the quarterback, an opportunistic defense, and a good running game, but just the field is just much more vulnerable or beatable in the playoffs. This is a year the Bears can go to the Super Bowl and win it, frankly, because anybody can. So that's why I say I'm of two minds. I think the Bears need to really get as much out of this season as they can. But I think they also have to. They also know, or at least from my perspective, I think the big picture outlook is just as promising. And the, you know, the Bears are, I think have a chance to be good for a long time, which is kind of what this is all about. I think we've said that many times. Like, it's not just about that 1-12-4, 13-3 season. It's about sustained success.
No doubt.
I think they're set up to do that.
I think, Mark, hearing you say that, the thing that stands out to me about this season and this moment right now is they've dealt with injuries in such a way that they've stuck around, right? They keep improving despite the injuries. And more importantly, the key guys have not gotten hurt. So, all right, let me knock on some more wood here. Hold on one second. I've been doing that every time I talk about injuries. But while other stars are going down, their interior line is healthy. Caleb Williams is healthy. And so The most important players have put them in a spot where 2025 is now a moment where you could take advantage, right?
Absolutely. It's a huge difference. You know, it's a good point, and there's definitely a factor. The only issue, like, and that's why you knock on wood, is because that, you know, the football gods are kind of finicky and fickle, and that can change at any time. But you're absolutely right. I mean, one of their bigger injuries was Odengbo, and I think Austin Booker's been an upgrade. That's led to an upgrade. That's how fortunate. You know, the Packers lose Micah Parsons, the Bears lose Odengbo, and you know, advantage Bears. I mean, that's been the way this season's going. And also credit to Ryan Poles for bringing in guys like C.J. Gardner-Johnson and Nation Wright and all the other fill-ins, DeMarco
Jackson,
the linebacker.
Yeah, DeMarco Jackson.
DeMarco Jackson coming up big week after week. Not just so they've you know credit to Poles for kind of, you know, making some really good moves that have paid off. And but you're right, you know, they've been fortunate. They've, you know, it's funny, it's sometimes you go through a season where you just don't have injuries. And you know that's going to catch up to you. The Bears haven't had that. They've had some key injuries. They've had just as many injuries as almost any team in the league, but it's how you deal with them that makes the difference. And again, that's another reason why this is the season to really make some hay. You know, like I said, the future is bright as it's been, you know, for a long, long time. But, man, they got an opportunity here to just by winning. They're winning the war of attrition, which is a huge, huge factor in the NFL.
Why not now? Am I allowed, Mark Potash, to then? Because as you're saying, that literally just stimulated in my brain the 2015 Chicago Cubs, a team which most people thought was going to be an improved team, maybe a team that's, you know, four or five games under 500 or 500, considering they had 100 lost seasons. And then they were just like, screw it, why not? We'll beat the Cardinals and we'll go to the NLCS. So I think that's kind of the mentality you're talking about. Why not, right?
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes when you're rebuilding, you just want to get there. You want a taste of it. I think even though the Bears haven't been in the playoffs since 2018 or 2020, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know if that counts. I want to try. I want to talk to historians about potentially officially eliminating that from the records.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, but yeah. But I think this is an opportunity to more. They don't need to just get there. You know, I always point out that the Ben Johnson's first time as the offensive coordinator with the Lions, they were 9-8 and didn't make it, and still came back and made a good run the next year. So the Bears don't necessarily have to just make it just to get a taste of it. But now that they're in position to make it, and I really think they should, I think it's just a great opportunity to really. I mean, they're who are they going to be real underdogs against? I don't think there's going to be anybody who they're going to be really not you won't think that they can't beat. So. Absolutely. This is not just get there for the experience type of year. This is get in there and take advantage of the fact that the opportunity is there.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I said it a few weeks ago. I think it was after the Eagles win. This is no longer gravy. This is no longer, wow, we're just happy to be here and whatever happens, happens. No, now it's take advantage of it. So we are on the same page. We're talking to Mark Potash. He is the founder of markpotash.net. You should check that out right after Potash gets off the horn with us. Markpotash.net writes all sorts of good stuff there. He's a Sun-Times columnist as well. He's on Zoom right now hanging out with the Zoom people like Mark Potash does, and you can find him on X as well, at Mark Potash.
And Mark, we're so happy that you took some time to join us today. My question looking forward now...
I got a lot of time.
My question looking forward now is that Detroit team still scared. You're like, who are they going to be underdogs against? Do you think they can solve this problem they have with the explosive plays? Because I'm not so sure, given where they are with the lack of ability to put pressure on the quarterback. And they skated through most of the regular season against not elite quarterbacks. Yeah. But as you know, once you get even to the back end of the regular season, but definitely into the playoffs, you're going to face the best quarterbacks there are.
Yeah, that's the flip side of the opportunity they face, and is that they are susceptible to a hot quarterback. Hey, the Ditka teams were susceptible to a hot quarterback. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so anytime in the playoffs you face this defense is not so good that they're gonna contain every quarterback. So there is always that possibility, and the big play. Issue. I mean, they're if they don't get takeaways, that's going to be a factor. No, they're susceptible too. But it's just I'll take that. Frankly, with the way the Bears are going, the opportunity to play teams that you should be able to beat. If it just comes down to turnovers, big plays, or whatever. That turn almost every playoff game into a coin flip. The way the Bears have been going, I'm willing to accept that. I think that's a good deal for them. That's a good position for this team to be in when you've got Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams and that running game on your side, because those are three huge factors that win in the playoffs: is the quarterback, the coach, and the running game. A quarterback who doesn't make a lot of turnovers. A head coach who can win the chess game, and a running game that can control the clock and do well even against good defenses.
Let's stay on Caleb, since you brought him up and we haven't discussed him much. What I think is awesome about Caleb is that, look, I think we all did trust Ben Johnson from the beginning, considering his resume. But isn't it nice to see like discernible improvement and a plan with a quarterback like I think we've never seen, and especially as it pertains to this run of young quarterbacks the Bears have had, starting with Trubisky into Justin Fields and now Caleb Williams?
Well, it all starts with, to me, with the fact that I think they said this earlier. It's been said before. I think it's very true. Is that Caleb Williams' floor is much higher than either Fields or Trubisky. So you got a head start right there. That even if he's not like, you know, the accuracy issue, even if he has the accuracy issue, it's not losing games for you. He's still able to win games. So you start with that base. That right there is a huge factor because he's really not as. I mean, it's funny how like. Everybody thinks he's like, about to become an elite quarterback. You know, his passer rating is like 88.8. I mean, you know, in other places in the NFL, I think they laugh at that. You know, I mean, they don't get so excited. I'm not saying he's not good. It's just funny how, to me, that is overall numbers wise, production wise, and even by the eye test, it's fairly modest. What he's doing now is fairly. This is just he's scratching the surface, and I think Ben Johnson mentioned that today. Looking ahead, it was interesting that a guy who's so focused on the next game for the quarterback, he mentions the big picture. You know, he'll be better at the end of the year. He'll be better next year. He'll be better 5 years from now. That just shows you, again, a coach who, you know, normally they have tunnel vision. If he's bringing that up, you'd know what he's thinking. And so I guess my point with Caleb Williams, what he's done is that even in this formative state, which has been always the issue from Rex Grossman to everybody, Cade McNown, every Bears quarterback, that's always been a big issue. The Bears are winning with him in a formative state, and they're winning because of him. He's making plays like, you know, like that throw to DJ Moore and stuff like that. He's making plays that win the game while he's still in what I consider a very formative state. Will he ever get to that elite level? I don't know. But I know they can win playoff games with him right now.
And I think that's the most important thing. That's a great characterization of everything that's going on with Caleb Williams for sure. Mark, thank you so much, and happy watching the Bears on Saturday night, my friend.
Thanks, Mark. Same to you. Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Appreciate you.
Mark Potash of markpotash.net. Check it out right now. I guarantee you will not be disappointed. Let's pick up right where he was just left off there, talking about Caleb Williams. And I think so one of the reasons that it's easy to get fooled sometimes with Caleb Williams in terms of the bigger picture, because he's right. It ain't there yet. You know, like a lot of games have not been great for Caleb Williams. But guess what he does? That everybody notices or should notice, he makes elite throws. He has made throws that other quarterbacks cannot make, including, and he mentioned DJ Moore, the DJ Moore play. That is a play that a lot of quarterbacks cannot make. Let's talk about Caleb Williams' ability to make elite throws with another Hall of Fame quarterback. That is coming up next on Raheem Harris and Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.